and you are listening to the Texas Standard. It should go without saying your Social Security number is supposed to be highly protected. Bad actors can use it to steal your identity. And yet, some Texas counties are exposing thousands of Social Security numbers online, and state law does not require them to do anything about it. County clerks and state lawmakers have known about this problem for more than a decade, but can't agree on how to fix it. Carolina Cuellar of Texas Public Radio reports.
For more than a decade, some Texas County clerk's offices have left thousands of unredacted Social Security numbers online, exposing people to COVID relief fund theft and other identity crimes. County clerks never told people they were exposed, and the state government hasn't prioritized protecting this crucial piece of their personal information. Even county clerks are at risk.
I have your Social Security
number. Let me see it. Are you sure it's mine? I remember you telling me that. Wow, that is my number. Yeah.
That's Arturo Guajardo Jr. He's the Hidalgo County Clerk. TPR showed him a screenshot of his Social Security number found on his own department's website. It was on a public record that's almost two decades old.
So we, as years have passed, we've known that those documents, some of those documents had Social Security numbers on them, but the law never said, the law allowed it. There was nothing there to prevent it.
In fact, a 2007 law made it so county clerks are held to a different standard when it comes to exposing Social Security numbers. Unlike everyday residents or even businesses, clerks don't face criminal repercussions for exposing Social Security numbers. They also don't have to notify those whose information is already out there.
Holy smokes. Yeah, that's terrible. That's awful.
That's Emery Roan, the policy counsel with Privacy Rights Clearinghouse. He specializes in privacy law and works for an organization that advocates for people's right to confidentiality. He said regardless of who's exposing this identifier, the consequences of someone stealing your identity are the same.
Social Security numbers are additionally, it can be a real hassle to try to change your Social Security number. That's given to you by the government at birth.
Social Security numbers are used throughout people's lives for things like loans, medical paperwork, or even obtaining COVID-19 relief funds, which makes them prime targets for people trying to access those benefits through identity theft.
And so if we have a data set right now that has people's Social Security numbers publicly available, that is an enormous risk to all of those Texans that are included in that.
Many Texas county clerks have gone back and redacted any Social Security numbers that were on their databases.
We didn't think it was a great idea to wait for people to let us know to redact them if we knew what documents had Social Security numbers.
That's Raquel Montalvo. She's the Senior Recording Division Chief for Bexar County. Around 2007, her department went back and redacted Social Security numbers in the public records database, even though it wasn't mandatory. But not all departments operate like Bexar County. Annette Muniz is the Hidalgo County Clerk's Office Chief Deputy.
No, there's no plan. The county clerk and the district clerk by law are exempt from having to redact them.
But she says it's not just a lack of legal obligation. It's also hard funding such a project.
So it's not so much that we don't want to do it because of the cost, but it's very pricey.
Rachel Gurman echoes this. She's an instructor and researcher at the University of Texas School of Information. She specializes in cybersecurity and data privacy. She said many county clerks' lack of action may have to do with resources and county clerks' obligation to make records public.
It's just the fact that they don't have the resources, they don't have the new equipment, and they don't prioritize going through maybe backlogs of data online to redact all this information. And they're kind of beholden by public records law as well to post some of these documents that contain this information.
After TPR reached out to 16 county clerks, some didn't even think the law allowed them to go back and redact information.
Let's give individuals notification. If we feel like the law is set up where we're not allowed to just go in and start redacting it, then send out letters to all the people who have unredacted information and give them the opportunity to request it to be redacted.
The 2007 law that protects county clerks also made it so people could request their Social Security number be removed from public records databases. But Gurman says the burden shouldn't fall on residents who don't even know they're exposed.
So basically, it needs to come from above in the Texas government to require that this is made, they make this a priority. They put the manpower towards this when it's discovered and reported to them.
We reached out to Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott, who did not comment on the exposure but referred us back to that 2007 law. Other states have stronger privacy protections. California state law makes it so even county clerks are held criminally liable for exposing Social Security numbers, And they have to inform people if their social security number ends up publicly available. State Senator Chuy Hinojosa says the responsibility shouldn't fall on the state. He says county governments receive money they can allocate to solve this problem.
Tell me, out of the millions, they cannot hire someone to put a program to go back and redact those numbers? That's just an excuse. It is their responsibility. It is within their domain. They've been entrusted with that information.
Hidalgo County Clerk Arturo Guajardo Jr. said funding for his department hasn't increased in more than a decade. He said the only way to get money for these projects is by making it more expensive to access public records. Even then, his office would have to get some legislation passed to allow this increase, and he has little hope lawmakers would back this.
But at the state level, I know that they shy away from anything creating any type of new fee, and that would be a new fee.
Without government funds or support, he said his department can't start a mass redaction process or notify people whose numbers are exposed.
So what we would need is for the state legislature or U.S. Congress to say, we want you now to redact anything that has a social security number on it, and here's how you're going to pay for it. And then it would fall into place perfectly.
Guajardo Jr. submitted a redaction request shortly after TPR notified him of his own social security number exposure. But thousands of other people across the state are still unknowingly at risk. I'm Carolina Cuellar in McAllen.